Bonjour. Hello, everyone. I'm Nata, host of the Nata PR School podcast. You're a successful entrepreneur or marketing manager, and you're about to launch a new product or service, or you've been selling your goods for quite some time, but you want to learn how to increase your visibility, get known, and reach more clients? At Nata PR, we deal with real clients every day, and we'll teach you simple, fun, and honest PR solutions. You'll learn easy steps to combine PR to social media right now. Keep listening and let's get started. Bonjour, hello, and welcome to this 30th episode of the Nata PR School podcast. Today I have a great guest. I'm so happy to have Amal Amgahad with me. Amal is my guest for this episode because she did the training that I've been talking to you about. So this 12-week training from the Nata PR School. And while she did the training, she was just at the beginning of being head of communication for Yonka Paris in the United States. Amal has a degree in international marketing from the ESC Clermont Business School in France. An amazing school. I'm dreaming of doing this degree one day. She began her career working for luxury brands such as Hermès, Chanel, Louis Vuitton. So from a junior associate, she worked her way up to head of communications and marketing for a major beauty manufacturer in south of the United States, in Florida. And from there, she was hired by this great beauty house, Yonka Paris, in the USA. So welcome, Amal. Thank you for being my guest today.
Thank you so much for inviting me, Natalie.
And if I recall well, when you decided to do the training with us, the 12-week, you were just at the beginning at Yonka, and you were asked to take over public relations, manage marketing, and working with influencers. So you had all these tasks, a lot of work to do. And if I remember correctly, Yonka had just ended its contract with the public relation agency during the pandemic, which makes so much sense. If you remember, almost a year ago now, all of us thought it was the end of the world. So every major company was cutting their expenses because we didn't know what everything was closing down. So obviously we had to be very careful with money allocated to marketing and PR. So I guess you had to take over what the agency was doing, if I recall.
Yes, exactly. We were working with an agency for a couple of years, but when the pandemic happened, we had to kind of rethink our budget allocation. And because our company was like such a small company for the agency, we didn't really have like a lot of fresh features. So we believe it was not like a great investment, and we decided to internalize the press activities,
the media, the public relations, actually. So you took over all what the agency was in charge.
Exactly. Correct.
That's a lot of work, plus marketing, plus the work with the influencers. That's a huge, huge mandate.
Yeah. It was a lot on my plate, for sure.
For sure. And let's go back to the training. I want to hear you a little bit more about what you've learned. So what were your expectations when you, at the beginning of the training?
Yeah. So at the beginning of the training, I was very excited to start a training because I had in the past did a little bit of press relationship mission, but definitely I was not an expert and I was looking for more structure and kind of like advices from experts and being able to organize myself with simple tasks regarding to press relations. So that was kind of my goal, trying to find a way to integrate this mission to my list of other duties and making sure I'm able to prioritize what is important.
I think this is very smart because I love to learn new things. And when I'm looking to learn something, if it's online or marketing, there's so much amazing training out there. So this is really smart that you're looking to find help instead of going to another whole program that's going to take forever. So this is so true. And I believe we can find. So I'm happy you mentioned that, because this is exactly what we want to do with this program, with the NADA PR School, is to give like very efficient tools. What we do actually on our daily work at the agency. So we use a calendar that might seem very simple, but when you've never seen one, it's hard for you to understand what it is. And it's part reassuring and helping people like you and companies or solopreneurs, as I say. And this is why we created this program, because we know some people out there don't have the resources to work with a PR agency. But, you know, one day they might grow and decide to work and come work with us. So, but the main goal is really to help people understand that they can use those amazing PR tools and include integrated with their influencer program. So how they work with influencers. So that's interesting. And how did you manage to do both the course and your work? Because some people might think, oh, it's too much. I'm not going to do this program. I'm so much to do at work.
Honestly, it was pretty easy. We had one session every week, and I kind of blocked it during my lunch break. So I was sure nobody will kind of rebook me for a meeting or something. And we booked the meeting for Wednesday. So it was giving me the time to kind of gather a question during the beginning of the week. And if I had like homeworks, I was able to kind of start them in the second half of the week. So honestly, it was pretty easy to kind of follow up with the classes.
Oh, thank you for sharing, because this is what I want to tell you who are listening and might be interesting by this program, because it's not another huge program that's going to take forever for you guys to learn. And so there's a little video that you can watch over the weekend. And then we have a live class, normally midweek, Tuesday or Wednesday during lunchtime. So you can even bring a lunch, because the whole idea is to help you, is not to have another big charge on your shoulders, another huge a lot of work to do. Even the homeworks are very easy and light and fun, actually. It's more for you guys to jump in and go online and look for different things. We were talking about the fil de presse, which is in English is the newswire. My brain is still in the because we register always both the podcast in both French and English. So the newswire is something I teach, for example. So you have a little video explaining what it is, and then I'm sending you to go see what it is. So these are the homeworks you have to do. They're more like researches. So it's not going to take you 5 hours to do a homework in your week.
Yeah.
So do you continue to apply some of the PR and social media tactics you've learned?
Yes, definitely. I was kind of lacking this structure, and I didn't have like a strong calendar. So since the NADA PR School, I have that beautiful calendar, and I'm not like always working in the last minute. I'm very much more in peace with myself. I'm able to prioritize everything, get everything done in advance. That free me so much time. And yes, it's like just being consistent with following a routine that is helpful, that I feel this is helpful. And that's why I continue really following it.
Yeah, these are simple tool calendars, for example, that we show you and that you can use. And I really like what you mentioned too, like having this calendar also help you see the whole year, like the big picture of what's happening. And you probably make better choices, and some things you don't need to push, or then you can select which product is a big launch and that you consider more important than other things. And it's simple, but when you see a plan on 12 months or even 6 months, sometimes if you're not able to do 12, because it depends for what company you work, but I guess it helps you make better choices and decide on what you're going to be doing, because you can get lost so easily with the press and then, you know, the influencers, especially you're in the US market. When I compare with some other countries, the US is an ocean of media and influencers. So it's easy to get lost. You could like drown yourself trying to reach out to so many people. So I guess, I hope that you, with what we taught you, you're able now to make better decisions and mm-hmm. like, you know, that this is going to be efficient. So I'm going to spend my time doing this and I'm going to, you know, maybe you don't need to do everything. It's impossible to do everything.
Yeah, no, that for sure. It's there's so many opportunities for doing everything, but having a calendar, it's helped me like being more selective and more strategic. Mm-hmm. And even if, like, for example, so we work a lot with our French market.
That's a good point.
Yes, mm-hmm. and sometimes they have like changes of last minute, and it's much more easy to kind of like adjust when you have a calendar in place, and it's not like. It's much more, yeah, I can really rely on this calendar. So
That's very interesting. Mm-hmm. And so the pandemic has proven very important for the digital world. So everybody's going digital now. There's not one company that we work with that's not asking us to be more online and more digital. So what is Yonka's position, and have you learned any tactics that's helping you with influencers, for example, or what's happening with Yonka regarding the everything online, digital?
Mm-hmm, sure. So since the pandemic, we are utilizing our social media handle much more. And we decided to kind of connect in another level with our community. So we offered some live events, for example, on Facebook or Instagram, where, for example, we have like our spa partner who will teach how to recreate a facial at home. We partnered with other wellness professional like yoga teacher. We had an astrologic talk. So we tried to kind of bring home the Yonka experience and this wellness infusion that was helping people during this time where we were like all stuck home. And I think that was pretty interesting. And in the and also in the same time, we worked a lot with influencers. So we were gifting them product and giving them the chance to share the experience and being very honest with their own community about our product. And that was a great success because obviously the Yonka product are wonderful. And they sense it very well, and that was very genuine. So the beauty community really responded positively to all that.
Because you have a business model that's very interesting as a beauty brand. Not all beauty brands are like yours. I mean, you're selling through a lot of beauty experts, through spas and through estheticians. So these are beauty experts that had to close down. So I guess your online sales, did you increase your online sales?
Yes, we did. We had like a jump of, I would say, 30% on our e-commerce website, which is pretty important. But in the same time, all our spa partners who were retailing our product had most of them had to close. So we had to work with them and finding solution for them to kind of still being able to provide the product and the advices they were delivering in their spa, for example.
Yeah. So you mentioned the partnership you did with Yoga Expert. So some spas were still communicating with their customers, I guess, through Zoom and sending information and connecting with them. I guess some spas must sell online probably as well.
Yes, of course. Some have their own website. Some, the one that don't have like website, we offered an affiliate program where we were giving them the opportunity to kind of refer their client to our website and then getting a commission. So that was kind of like the right balance for them to be, being able to keep selling.
Yeah, not being afraid to send their clients to your website, not thinking they will lose the business sending their clients to your website. That's interesting. And do you have any specific plans in the future? I guess like many companies, you want to grow your online sales this year?
So for this year, we're going to focus a lot on our new innovation. We have a beautiful new product coming up 1st of March, so very soon. And at the same time, we really want to keep on highlighting our bestseller through the year. In March as well, we're going to have a beautiful highlight on our sister owner, the Multaler sister, to kind of celebrate International Women Month. So that's going to be a great one.
That's amazing. So you were talking a bit earlier about the partnership you were able to build with influencers. I guess this is all organic for now. Do you pay any of the influencers you work with?
As for now, we are only doing organic collaboration because it showed that in terms of results, it was, we see great results as for now. And maybe in the future, if we have a little bit more budget, definitely we will think about working with some bigger influencer that require contract. And
yeah, as I said, it's always tricky, especially when you're a beauty brand, work with influencers on an organic basis. Like, don't pay them as long as possible. You have these beautiful products. Yonka Paris has amazing products. So you can really have mention in exchange of your products, and you can send them. And I love what you mentioned earlier, like probably in a French podcast. And if you want, you could listen to both podcasts because we don't talk about the same things all the time. But I love what you said, like it's more honest in the sense that you're giving them products so they weren't paid. And if they decide to talk about it, it's because they like them and they use them. And we talk about it in the training. An influencer is always telling about his own story and how they can integrate your products in their own life. This is why people follow them. Mm-hmm. So when you don't pay them, then I feel it has higher value when they talk about a product. And mm-hmm. their fan responds so much better to something like that, because then they know. Then you have to know that the fans of these influencers, especially if they've been around for a while, they know their influencers. So when it's paid, it doesn't have the same resonance. It's not presented the same way. It's not as organic, as we say. So organic, it just means not paid. So don't get lost with these words and these terms. So yeah, I think you have a lot to do. And I call it phase one, but you could do a phase two, and you could probably do it for the longest time. But mm-hmm. you're in a huge market, which is the US market, and some top influencers that have millions and millions of fans, they're really, it's harder. Sometimes they might decide to talk about it, your products, for free because they really fell in love with it. But mm-hmm. this is out of luck. But they require to be paid and they want some money. But then you work it's different when you work with these influencers. There's a contract involved. And mm-hmm. but the organic way, especially if you're a beauty brand, there's so much to do. So you have a lot of good collaboration with influencers ahead of you, I'm sure.
Yeah, no, totally. I think as for now, we really invest in authentic influencer and the way they, as you mentioned, the way they genuinely talked about Yonka Paris, talked about how the product make them feel. It's so pure that it's really resonate with the community, and that's why it's working so well. So
yeah, and I'm sure you see increases in your sales. So they talk about, do you sometimes give them codes if they really love your products? Do you do that?
Yes. So we try to not discount the brand, but we for good influencer, we definitely share with them like an exclusive code for a certain period of time, and we've been seeing great results.
That's amazing. Wow. And let's talk about the future a little bit. So what do you think about TikTok? Is Yonka on it?
Yes, we are on TikTok. We made the jump. we made the jump because of our community, because they are super, TikTok is not as Instagram. You don't need to share like a super aesthetic visual all the time. It's very more playful and interactive, and there is so much challenges that people love to watch and get addicted to. So yes, we decided to kind of start our TikTok account. And so far, it's been great.
because many Instagrammers already have their TikTok account, so it's fun to be able to probably share on your own TikTok account. I have to go see what you're doing. Mm-hmm. And I was sharing with you too, we did some work. Beauty is fun too for TikTok, but we had a food influencer, a foodie, and she was doing all her recipe on TikTok, but was so well done. And you get hooked. Like TikTok is, it's so visual. I think it's playful, as you mentioned, playful. And you get hooked and you can spend hours watching videos.
It's exactly that, yeah.
So what do you think in 3 years going to happen? Like 5 years ago, nobody was talking about TikTok. Now it's like the new social media. Everybody's talking about it. So what do you think is going to happen?
It's a great question. I think we're going to see much more new platform coming up. I mean, TikTok really revealed itself during the pandemic. But then now there is Clubhouse, which is another platform more for professionals. So definitely a social media platform are the place to be for the brand if they want to connect in a deeper relationship with their audience. So I think that's going to be great places to find the right consumer for the brand.
Mm, I agree with you. Like more platforms, like more fragmentations too. Like sometimes we think Facebook's going to disappear or even Twitter, but they're still there. So many people are still using them. And sometimes depending on what you want to promote and what the kind of product. So Twitter might be amazing for certain people, Facebook. I think it's going to be, as you just mentioned, in 3, 4, 5 years, we might just see another social media appear. And Snapchat is still around. So it's kind of difficult too. You have to pick and choose, I'm telling you, because otherwise it never ends. There's so many ways to talk about or present a company or your products. And I wanted to hear you on what would you tell a young marketing communication director? What would be your advice to these young people who want to do like you and become like you, head of communications for a major beauty international house?
What advice? So maybe I will advise to be super curious, trying to, if you don't have the knowledge, don't hesitate to look for this knowledge and kind of knock at the door to the expert on this field. For in my case, obviously, I was not an expert in PR. And when I found the Nata PR school, I was kind of super relieved. I was like, oh my God, I'm going to find the right advices and I'm going to kind of being able to structure my department and making sure public relationship will be strong. So definitely don't hesitate to kind of find the right source of knowledge.
That's a good advice, because I'm telling you, there's so many amazing training out there, people who really want to help and teach and share their knowledge. So, and this is what we want to do at the Nata PR School. So thank you for sharing. And I hope your life's going to still be easier and not as crazy as it was when we first started to work with you. And so today my guest was Amal Amgad. She's head of communications for Yonca Paris, USA, an amazing beauty house. If you don't know Yonca, you have to go and discover their products. If you go online, you'll find them very easily. So thank you, Amal. It was great to have you on the podcast today.
Thank you so much, Nathalie. It was a pleasure.
Thank you. And I say to my listeners, à la semaine prochaine. Hey, you want to learn more about how to implement PR strategies? Head on to natapr.com and get on our list. You will also receive the Nata PR model on how to create a successful PR campaign. If you want to become a client, just send us an email to nata@natapr.com. Talk to you next week. À la semaine prochaine.